Rashi Shiesh Kdei Lachuk. You have the beam, is a nice thick beam. There is mokum there to hollow it out. Hochachayim. The Royan Achur Kilu Arba. We look like the small hole becomes into a big hole of four tfachim and Yechayim. Moratani Nam Yoch, I've arrived for this also. Zorok Lamalam Yasor. You threw something Lamalam Yasor Mishusarabim. For Holcho, Venocho, Bechur Kolshu. And it landed on top part of the wall in a little hole there. And the hole is only a Kolshu. Rabmeya Machayev, Rabmeya said Yechayev. Because we look as if that hole was chikin, we howled it out to become a reshusa yochid and yechayiv. The chomim poitchim, chomim said, no, you don't say this for a chikin, and you put it. Rav Yudu, Om Rav. Tel hameslakit asoro mitoch arba. A new type of halacha. In the middle of reshusa rabim, you have a tail. A tail is like a mountain. You have a slope. You have like a little mountain you can walk up, and you might see you come up to be gevoya yud, and on top it is roch of dalet. But the way you get up is, it goes up slowly. It goes up so slowly that within four amis, you reach 10 tefachim high. Whereas with the length of four amis, going up with an angle, you reach yud tefachim. That's called tail, a slope, a mountain. Hamaslaka that goes upwards, the maslaka slopes up. Asara, it gets up yud tefachim, mitoch arba. It took four amis to get up 10 tefachim. The zorak v'nachagab of chayim. And now you throw from Rishus Rabim and it lands on top of this tail, on top of this mountain, Yechayiv. That's called Rishus Yochid. So Drashi, tail of Maslakit, Shumadra and a slanty. For Hoyla, it goes up on Maslakit Matmar, it goes up very slowly. Atshe Megia Yud, Mitech Dal Damis. It reaches the height, this hill, of Yud Tvachim High with a length of Dal Damis. Hareyu Kilu Zaka Kuloi. We look as if it's called the Mechitza, as if it's straight up. Every Rishus Yochid, for Mokim Goifa, on the top of this slope, since there it's Rochav Dalit, and it's Gevoya Yud, we look as if it's Rishus Yochid. We'll see what the Chiddush is. The Imzark Mishus Rabim Vanacha Gabat Chayiv. So Drashi now Vadafkin Nokat Mitech Daladamis, that had reached it within Daladamis. Di Mitech Hei. But let's say the slope was a little bit slower. It Mamish went up very, very slowly, that in order to get high Yud, you had to go five Amis. So Drashi then Hareyu Kishar Meshus Rabin the Nichat Hashmish Tel Hiluch. That would get a shame Meshus Yochid then. That's Mamish called part of Meshus Rabin. Like the Meshus Rabin Mefeshtetzich, it's not a straight plane. Sometimes Meshus Rabin is a hill. It goes up, it goes down. So let's say you have a nice hill, but the hill goes up very, very, very slowly. That even though you go five amas long, you didn't get Yud Tvachim high. That wouldn't be called Meshus Yochid. That's not called the Mechitza. That's called Derech Hilucha. That's the way people walk. But once the slope is a nice angle that was in Dalit Amas long, you reached up, you tvachim, that's not Nichat HaShmish, that's too high up and too fast to go high. People don't like to walk there. Since people don't walk there, that's called a Mechitza, and mainly you have the shame with Shusha Yochar Atat, and Yechayiv. So that's the Chiddush of this dimension, this exactly Punk Dalit Amas. No, let me do them around. Tail Amaslakit, the tail mountain that slopes up, Asara gets the height of Yutfachin, Viturchab Arba from Arba Amis, Zorv Nachagat Vitchai. Martani Namiochi, I have a riot for this also. The Locha Movui Sheshavu Latoichi. A Movi usually the Gemara is called a Movi, that you have houses or Chatserim usually that on the side. And all the chatserim open up into the movi. The movi, like is the like Gemara here, is the movi, and all the side here you have chatserim opening up. So usually a movi has a shame of three mechitzis, and the fourth side is always open through Rishus Rabin. That's the way you go out through Rishus Rabin. So with the Rabbonin, you have to put a lechi or a kura to be matted to walk in the movi. What about the entrance to the movi? It's sheshavu l'teichai. That the movi isham teicha means there's no, the mechitza comes exactly in. There's nothing sticking out. And there's no lechi to the movi. There's only a straight three walls, and the fourth side is open the garmi. So chura should be also to metalkin this movi, unless you put a matir, unless you put a lechi or a kair. But something happened to this movi. But in order to go to the Rishus Rabim, you have to go down plenty. There's like a slope to get down to Rishus Rabim. Oy faket, oy shovel Rishus Rabim, venasim modron l'toichoy. Or else faket, you have to go upwards from the Movi to the Rishus Rabim. Rashi says, Rashi, venasim modron Rashi v'nasim mod mishus rabin shoyekarka ha'movi gevoya mekarka mishus rabin. So movi was higher up than the outside mishus rabin. V'utzvich l'shapeya, you have to like walk downwards. Etzol pischoy l'tzad mishus rabin to get to mishus rabin. Or fakert shoyishav mishus rabin. Really, it was a straight light length of the same plane as the Rishus Rabim. V'nasa modron l'toichoy, show you, Rishus Rabim gevoya mikarka ha-movi. The Rishus Rabim was higher than the Movi. The Movi was lower down. O kenisas ha-movi nami, min ha-pesach l'ofnim gevoya kakarka Rishus Rabim. V'rochev amo oi chatzi amo. V'yachakach u'nasa modron l'tzadoifunem tzoyin. As bekitza, the entrance to the Rishus Rabim is lower. Like this, the Movi is higher up and the Rishus Rabim is lower, and the way you get down is there's a slant, you have to walk slanting down, so that's considered like a mechitza at the fourth wall of the Movi, and it's mutter to walk in the Movi. You have a Movi with three walls already, there's fourth side, it's not considered like it's open, that since the Rishus Rabim is lower, so you have to walk slanting down, this slant gives it a shame there's a mechitza to the Movi. You can't walk straight into Rishus Rabim, you have to be walk downwards first. So blinds if this going up, this land is a mechitza. So the Movi has a fourth mechitza, the fourth side, you're allowed to carry this. Right, the other rabbi, it's better a slope. Yeah. For that, so that's the module. So it's a Movi, ain't a circle lech of the lekir. Of what's the gate to us is Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Leimer. Tail am a slack at a sorrow. Mitoich arbo, for we have a tail, a mountain in the middle of Rishus Rabim that slopes upwards. It gets up yutvachim with going a length of four amis. You should know the zork for the chagabav is chayiv. The top of that is considered rishus yochid and yichayiv. And we don't say that's called nichatash mishtei. People stand walk through the rishus rabim that way. Since it goes up so high, only within yud amis it gets up 10 tvachim. People don't like to walk so high up so fast. So that's called rishus yochid, not rishus rabim. That's the chiddush from the pasuk like this. So the mishnah zorak l'teich dal damis. You threw Dal Damas in Rishus Rabim. You're standing in Rishus Rabim and you threw something. Zorak L'Terech Dal Damas. You only threw it L'Terech Dal Damas. Because you meant to throw just two Amas. That's all. You just threw a ball two Amas away from you. So the value potter. When it's Galgo Chosa Dal Damas and it rolled out of the Dal Damas, you should know your potter. Why? Because you didn't have Das to throw Dal Damas. You only wanted to throw two Amas. And by itself, it rolled by it. That wasn't your machshava. Your potter. Mashen ken chutz dal damis. You had machshava to throw the ball away from you dal damis. Then it's galgul ter dal damis, and now the wind blew it back into your dal damis. You should know yichayiv. Because we look as if you threw it chutz dal damis. We'll soon see in the Gemara's kashem, but we look as if it landed there and was made a hanocha there. And now the wind blowing it back, you still chayiv because it made a hanocha in Rishus Rabim more than dal damis. So Rashi zora chutz dal damis is galgul chayiv. Loi shenof loritz. We're not talking about what landed on the ground. The imkem letzrich lemeimah. You don't need any chiddush here. El sharuach kugaluhu mina avir l'terch dal damis. We're talking about when you threw it in the wind. You threw it in the air, and it went dal damis away. But there was a strong wind there. The wind blew the ball back to you. Still yechayim. That's what the Mishnah says. For at the Gemara, why? Why yechayim in such a case? You threw the ball away dal damis, but it didn't land there. It's in the air, and the wind blew it back to you. Why yechayim? There's no hanocha. You have to sign the Mishnah when the ball went out, it landed on the ground for a second. It was Nacha Gabi Mashu. So that's considered the Meid Hanochem. Now the wind blew it back to you, that doesn't pat you anymore. So Drashi, well, Nacha Sadawad, Viamayas Dina Basre, Shanacha Gabi Mashu, Shoma Ksas, it rested a little bit. Viacha Kachnis Galgul, and then the wind blew it back to you. Let's say the strong wind blowing it back like held the ball still in the air. It wasn't moving. You were throwing the ball away from Dal Damas, it went Dal Damas, then the strong wind held the ball still for a second. That would also be called Hanocha. If the ball was within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, it's considered Kedlova Dami, like it's attached to the ground. So if the wind would just hold the ball still in the air, it would also be called Hanocha, according to the first man, the Yama. That's Rabbi Yechon's Loshne, it says, Nacha Gabi Mashu. The more Tanya Nam Yochi, have a riot for this. Zorak Chutzah Dal Damas. You throw a ball away from you, Dal Damas. V'dachvosa Yeruach. But the wind came and pushed it backwards. V'chni Sosa, and it brought it closer to you. V'yafo Pi Shechose V'rtziyose Potter. So this case is clear. This case is Zorach. No, yeah. Zorach Chutzah Dar Damis. V'dachvasei Ruach. V'misos V'alpi Shechoz V'siosei Potter. Shrashiv V'dachvasei Ruach. Boide B'yavir. Ah, so the violet didn't rest at all. You're right. When it didn't rest, there was no Hanocha, that's why you Potter. But let's say the wind made it stay still for a second. As when you were throwing a Dal Damis, the wind didn't the next second just throw it right backwards. It first like stood still for a second. If the wind held on to it for a second, Mashu, for a second, even though the wind then gets the strength and pulls the ball backwards, then Yechayiv. You see this Chiddush? If it stays still for a second, in the Rishus Rabbim, and we're talking about it's within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, Rashi says. So since it's within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, we see it like Lovid. So if it stays still, we can see it attached to the ground. But just if it's traveling, calls the mind it's moving, we can't say it's attached to the ground. It's moving away. But if for 1 second the wind makes it stay still, and it's within Gimel Tfachim, it's considered attached. That's called Hanocha.
Why is it different than hitting a wall?
It never stopped there for a second. It didn't stay there for a second. They're saying the next second it bounced back. There was no stopping. But it was saying the wind, for some reason, like a twirl, the wind was twirling and it stood still for a second. Staying still makes it like Anocha. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush. Omar Rava Zok Rava Teich Gimel L'Rabonin Tzorech Anocha Agabi Mashu. His Rava Dingzich. Rava says no. Even though it becomes within Gimel Tzfachom of the ground, Yishno it has to rest on the ground. It's not enough to be held. Tzorech Anocha Gabi Mashu. This is what Catholic Gemara we had before. But before we had a Gemara Daf Pei that said that if you throw it through the Shus Rabin and it comes within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, Yechayiv. Since it's within Gimel Tfachim, it's called Lovin. Rava holds no. Kozaman, the ball is traveling, you don't say it's like Munach. It has to Mamish Binach. So Drashi. The Rabbonin. They hold if you throw through the Rishus Rabbim from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid, you potter. So let's look to Kemishuncha. They don't hold the fact that it goes through the ear is considered like it rested there. Or Bezoi, like Taima, don't say according to Rabbonin. But Teich Gimel Moido, that the bull travels through the Rishus Rabbim within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, it's Chayiv. No. El Afilu Teich Gimel Nami Tzorah Shaniach. It has to rest. If it didn't rest at all, just went through the wall, Shusrabim, you potter. You throw it Dal Damas away from you, Shusrabim. When it comes to rest, and it comes with Teich Gimel, you remember now that you did a mistake, that you're a Shagin. Achleinach is potter from the Korban. Halacha is, if you do a malacha on Shabbat b'shoigig, you only chayiv a korban if the whole malacha metchila b'yatzayif was done b'shoigig. It means you the whole time you didn't realize you're doing a malacha. Let's say you take the ball and throw it. And you threw it by mistake, you forgot to pray with Shabbos. But before the ball lands, you remember today is Shabbos. You potter from the korban then. Because you didn't do the whole malacha b'shoigig. Half b'shoigig, half b'mezid, there's no korban. So, Rav is saying a chiddush. You're taking this ball now, and you're throwing it, and it's coming down to Rishus Rabbim. Even though it got within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, it's not considered Munach now. This last second before it reached the ground, you remember today is Shabbos, you're potter from the chattis. Because the malacha is not finished until the mamash lands on the ground. Even though it's coming down Teich Gimel, it's not called Kemunach unless it lands mamash. That's Rav's chiddush. Even according to Rabbanin, Teich Gimel Rabbanin, Tzorech Hanokha Gabi Mashu. Yosem Reimo Koma Lo Lohosh Shmaiti Sevas Halochem Omalei Ravina Lom Reimo. Ravina says from Reimo Lav Hainu Mastisin. Isn't that the Chura Al Mishnah? The Yom Rav Yechinen Vushanach Agabi Mashu. Our Mishnah says if you threw it outside Dal Damis and then it came back in Yechayiv. So Gemara is Tekash Shaholai Nach. Rav Yechinen said, what are we talking about? It was Munach Agabi Mashu. So the Havim Minir is, what does Mashu mean? It Mamish landed on the ground. So you see, according to Rav Yechinen, it's not enough that it goes within Gimel Tfachim, it has to mamish land mamish. Or Malay, there's no chilek. Or Malay, there's no raya from the Mishnah. Mizgalgul kamrit. The Mishnah is talking about where it's rolling back and forth. Mizgalgul ain't saif lenuach. Avad, when you throw the ball away from you and the wind takes it back, it's not oimit to land there. So avad, there, even if it's Teich Gimel, it's not considered kemunach domin, because it's not oimit to land there. It's going to roll back to you. Aval hai, where is Rav's chiddush? Rav is saying a tremendous chiddush. Even in the case where you're taking a chayfetz, a cup, and you throw davams v'shus rabim, and it's landing now, and you know it's going to land there. The shaila is, before it landed, it's within gimel tfacha from the ground, that's called kolavadami. Do we look as if it landed already, or it didn't land already? That's a nuchish. Maybe there we say it landed already. Since it's soifoy to land here, so when it gets within gimel tfachim, as if it landed already. Our mishnah is talking about you throw the ball, and the wind right away throws it back to you. So it's not aimed to rest there. So there, pshita, you're not going to be chayiv unless the mamash either stood still for a second, or else the mamash landed like Gabi Mashu. But here, Rav is saying a chiddush. When the cup is coming down, it's going to stay still here. It's not called hanach until the mamash reaches the ground. Naskamina is, if right before it reaches the ground, you remember today is Shabbos, the malacha was not done kula b'shoigei, you'll be potter from a korban. So this thing you haven't arrived from our Mishnah. So that's Rav's chiddush, and you don't see it from our Mishnah. That's what I'm saying. Mizgalgul karmet, mizgalgul ain't soif l'nuach. Aval ahai, the Rav is chiddush. Kibun just soif l'nuach. Afagab the loy na kamanda nachdomi. Maybe since it's oimit to land, so when it comes within gimel tzvachim of the ground, let's say it's attached to the ground, would it didn't love it? It's as if it landed already. And even if you remember the next second at Shabbos, still you bechay the korban. Kamashmula no, the malach is not finished until the ma'aset reaches the ground. Say out Rav. That's why we hold halacha like Rav. The
malach.
What?
A boomerang is a thing that you throw out and it comes back to where it was. In other words, the whole
Indian
of it is.
Yeah, that did nothing. You put it. Yeah, that's mutter. You put it. Didn't do anything. Some say that's the age, that's the best age they say to do with Moshe. If you had something in your pocket and you realize in the middle of the street, you realize you're walking with something. So if you didn't stop, you didn't make any halacha, the best place is to walk back to your house. It's the same with Shus Yochid. That's called you didn't do anything. You didn't make a kiri, you didn't make an anachem. You picked it up from a shusha yachid, walked outside and walked back in. Some shit is always even mutter mechil to do it. That you're allowed to take up a chepas and walk outside and walk back in again. You didn't do anything. You didn't make an akira and anachem. You didn't go to another shush. That's considered like nothing. So, Vadim mechil, you shouldn't do it. But if you walked outside already, that's the best place. That's called nothing. Yeah, that's for anachem. That's all. For other anachem, they didn't love it. But Rav is saying for halacha of hanocha by Shabbos, halacha can't help you. You need a mitzvah stick of hanocha. So the Mishnah. Hazorek piyam arbam is potter. The yam itself is only called the Carmelis, and the derice sits, and it's a makam tur. You potter if you throw dalvams in the yam. Imho yirakak mayim, you had a puddle in the middle of Rishus Rabin. Rishus Rabin mahaleches boy. And the Rabin walks through the puddle of water. He is hazorek letoicher dalvam is chayit. The puddle of water still has the shame of Shus Rabin. If you throw Dalamis through the puddle of water, still Yechayif. Fakamu Rekak Mayim, how deep is the puddle still considered part of Shus Rabin? Pochus Miasor, it has to be less than Yutfachim deep. As if the puddle goes down Yutfachim deep, that's not called Shus Rabin anymore. Tfachim. Now again the Mishnah says, Rekak Mayim, you have a puddle of water. Rishus Rab Maleches Boy, and the Rabin goes through the puddle of water. It's a zorak whatever. Dal Adam is chayiv. So the Mishnah says it two times the same chiddush. If you throw something and lands in the puddle of water, or you throw through the puddle, Dal Adam is yichayiv. That's still Rishus Rab. So the Maromal Layhum Rabbon on the Rova. Bishlei Mehilah Chiluk Trei Zimna. Why does the Mishnah say two times that the Rabin walked through a puddle and it's still called Rishus Rabin there? Hokamashma. It's a chiddush. That what Hiluk Adayatchak Shmehiluk. Even though it's not so geshmak to walk through a puddle of water, but that's still called Rishus Rabin. Since Adet Chak, if you have to, you walk through it, it doesn't take away the shame of Rishus Rabin. That's a Chiddush. When we're Medayik, Hiluch is called a Hiluch. Of a Tashmash, Adet Chak, Loishime Tashmash. Let's say to Shalom, people don't want to use it all together. It's not such an easy, useful place. That wouldn't make a Rishus Rabin. The Moshe Rashi says, let's say you have a bore that's Yutvachim deep. In the middle of Rishus Rabin, you have a bore that's Yutvachim deep. Nine Tvachim deep. So it's not a Rishus Yochim. You have a ditch that's only nine Tvachim deep. It's not a Rishus Yochim, it's not Yutvachim deep. Is that called Rishus Rabin or not? One swar is yes, because the Rabin use it. Even though it's so deep down, ninth Tvachim, it's pretty hard to lower it down and to pick it up. But I had that chak, if you're stuck, you want to put something down. You don't want to leave in the middle of the street, you're afraid people will step on it. So you put it in the bor. That's called the Tashmash Adayat Chak. Is that bor considered Rishus Rabin or not? The Chiddush from our Mishnah is no, it's not called Rishus Rabin. Since you only use that bor Adayat Chak, it's too deep to put things down, that doesn't get a shame Rishus Rabin. Only a hiluch, where people here in the Maisa are walking through this puddle. So even though you don't walk through so geshmak as on adayat chak, it's still considered the Rishus Rabin. But a tashmish, like a bor, you want to consider this bor Rishus Rabin, that no. Since the Rabin don't use this bor, it's deep, yut in 9 tvachim, it's not called Rishus Rabin. That's the deek of the Mishnah. Only a hiluch do we say it's considered the Rishus Rabin. But if the makim is only used adayat chak, that use doesn't give it a shchivus of Rishus Rabin. So the Mori Ella Rakak Rakak trays in the Lomeli. Why does the Mishnah have to say there's a puddle of water 2 times? Let the Mishnah say something else. You walk through some mud, you walk through some dirt. What's the guy say a puddle of water 2 times? What's the chiddush of a puddle of water? So the Mori Chiddush is Chad Yemaisacham. We're talking about the summer. Chad Yemaisacham. We're talking about the winter. Otzricha. Both are chiddushim. The Tanachol only say water 1 case. Have a mina. Hani Mili Yemaisacham. Only in the summertime, then it's a dera for the rabbin to walk through the puddle. Why? The Avidi Inshu Damaski Leakurin Ashayil. It's nice and hot outside. You don't mind walking through a puddle of water. You cool off a little bit. So in the summer, I'll tell you it's a dera to walk through the puddle of water. Avidi Yemaisacham. But in the winter, loy, it's cold outside. You don't want to go through the water. It's enough rain already. So maybe that's not called a hiluch. That wouldn't be called Rishus Rabin. Kamashmula, no. Even in the winter, even though there's a puddle of water there, still, since the rabbin walks through it sometimes, it's still considered Rishus Rabin. V'yashmini Moshe Hashem, who would just say in the wintertime, I would think, kivun the mitnefei, without you dirty anyway, in the winter, there's mud on the floor, there's dirt there, so you're dirty anyway, la'yichbislu, you don't care if you go into the puddle of water, maybe other rabbin's belly, clean your shoes off then. Avibi Moshe Hashem, but in the summertime, you look tip-top. You don't get dirty from mud, so a guy doesn't want to go into a puddle of water. So maybe if there's a puddle of water, Rishus Rabin, that puddle doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabin. Kamash from the Mishnah 2 times, no, both times it still has a shame Rishus Rabin. Because Gefort Hiluch Adiat Chak Shemay Hiluch Avayu Rami Itzuch did not the Chiddush. Sankut Adiach Minachali Mili Heichad Lehevi Daladamis. Only if the puddle of water is not Daladamis wide. Avl Heichad Lehevi Daladamis. Once the puddle is so long that Dal Damas long, I was thinking of Smarum, Akufi Makfile. Nobody's going to give you sugar to walk through the water. You might as well go around the side and walk around it. As if it's a small, only 2 amas of water. It's not kedai for you to walk all the way along the side, you walk through it. But when it's so long of Dal Damas of water, then the devil should be to surround it, go around it. So Mela, the water should not have a shame with Shus Rabin, because the Rabin don't walk through it. Kamashku knows, still we say it's with Shus Rabin. We don't say the svara since you walk around it. No, sometimes you walk through the water. It's still considered Rishus Rabin. Navashi Yomar Itzrich. Another chiddush. Sakud that the chiminich I will hold. Hani milihecha dehevi dal was only 4 tvachim. Four tvachim. Avol hechad lehevi arba. But when it's not 4 tvachim fakert, mifsepsile. Everybody skips over the water. Nobody walks into the water. So that water shouldn't have a shame Rishus Rabin. If it's Dalat Tvachim, you can't jump over it. So since you can't jump over it, then it's not Kedai to walk all the way around the side. You walk through it. So then it's called Rishus Rabin. But if it's less than Dalat Tvachim, I would think everybody jumps over it. Nobody walks through it. So that doesn't give a shame Rishus Rabin. The Rabin doesn't use this Mokim. So that one Mokim won't be Rishus Rabin. Now, if you throw the Chayfetz, 4 amas. So it goes, part of this, like 3 tvachim here is from Yudal Damas. So these 3 tvachim are not called Rishus Rabin. You won't be chayiv. Kamashma, no. Even these 3 tvachim of the water is considered a Rishus Rabin. And if you throw Dal Damas with these 3 tvachim, you chayiv. The more of Yod Rav Ashi Latayme. The Yom Rav Ashi. Chay man de Zorak v'nacha gudu de gamla. Somebody throws something from Rishus Rabin and it lands on the part of the bridge, agudu de gamla. Rashi says, "Agudah the Gamla al daf shebegesher on the plank of the bridge, hamutul leroichev agesher that's going across the width of the gesher, kishar hadafin or muvdo mechaber. It's separated from its chaver. So usually people skip over this plank. Like you're walking along, you have like a little beam sticking up. So when you walk over, usually most people skip over it. So the chur maybe it's not called Rishus Rabim. The zark v'nach agudah and the chayfet lands in this plank that's sticking up is mechayev." Zok Ravashi still Yechayiv. Why? Shere Rabin boy, because people still walk through it. Even though most times people skip over it, about sometimes you step on it, still called Rishus Rabin. Who are in the water also? Even though most times if it's a small puddle of water, you don't pull and step in it, you try and skip over it. About sometimes you miss and go inside it, it's still called Rishus Rabin. So So the Mishnah. Hazerek min hayam liyabosha. You throw from the yam a carmelis onto the yabosha rishasi or rishas rabin. We also min yabosha liyam. You're potter. Because from a carmelis to rishas rabin, you're potter. Or min hayam lusvina. You throw from the yam, which is a carmelis, into a svina, which is a rishas yochid, also you're potter. Or min asvina liyam. You throw from the svina, the boat, that's a rishas yochid, into the yam, into the ocean, it's a carmelis. It's also your potter midiraisa. Or min asvina lechaverat potter. You throw from one svina to another svina, from rishus yochid to another rishus yochid. Your potter midiraisa. It's only also midirabonim. Svina's dog shuroi zubizu. Let's say you have two ships that are tied together. Then metaltle mizuluzu. Then your metchila let it carry from one ship to another ship. Flies like one rishus. Trashi metaltle mizuluzu. The gemara parch pshita. The gemara has to cast a pshita. It's like one rishus yochid. Now, Svinos Kshuris Imitatan Zumazulian. Im Ainan Kshuris, but let's say the Svinas are not tied together, Alpha Pisha Makophis, even though it has machitas going around both of them, still ain't metatlim zulazu. You can't carry them from one ship to the other ship. It's only mutter to carry if the ships are tied up. If they're not tied up, it's also. Tadrasha Shemakophis means smuch zuzu, even though they're very close to one another. It doesn't mean it has mechitz around. Just means even though two ships are close together, still aim at Tatlim Mizul Zu. Why? The Mehefse Carmelis Mifreshum Adodi. Because since they're not tied together, we look as if the little water in between divides it up. We're talking about two different people owning the two different ships. By the Erev Metatlim Mizul Zu. We're talking about you have Erev Chatzeris. If I have two rishus ayochid, you want to carry one to the other, make an erech atzeres. Hilkach, kimif rishayin, if they're not tied up, but they're separated a little bit, or mifstik or karmelis, bot l'erev. Since there's a karmelis in between, you can't make an erev. You can't make an erev to your next door neighbor if there's a karmelis in between. Across the street, you can't make an erev. An erev only has to the two rishus amamis together, it's one like real rishus ayochid. But here, if the svinis, if they're tied together, it's considered like one. If they're separated, though, then it lies like separate. Stop it.